greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, last one in February. We got 29 days this month. We get an extra day this year.
It's a bonus month.
366, the bonus month. What are you going to do with all that extra time, Barbecue Bob?
Travel.
Travel, yeah. That's your life right now. You get
it's that time of year.
Tis the season when you're out seeing all your dealers all over the country, and they're getting genned up for what should be an early spring, and should be a lot of fun. But we're going to be outside today, and I'm looking forward to that. We're going to do a little barbecue for our GI barbecue. Why don't we talk a little bit about that? What's going on?
Yeah, our good sponsor of Van Andel and Flickama, Chrysler Jeep on Plainfield, is hosting us and GI Barbecue today. The butts have been on the smoker all night. They were just beautiful this morning when I got up. I wrapped them, and they're going to be absolutely perfect. So when we pull out of here, we're going to head out back to my place, pick up the big smoker and the beans and all that stuff that's been smoking, and we're going to go spread the love in northern Grand Rapids. So if you're out on the North Plainfield area in Grand Rapids, stop on in. It's a donation thing. Jop picked up a bunch of nice buns from the Schnitz Bakery, and man, it's good. We've got some good original wine. They're American Stockyard sauce that we're going to be putting on those, and you're going to get to taste the thing that GI Barbecue is going to be bringing to our troops.
Got a quick question for you in that whole rundown there, is that you said that you got up this morning and you wrapped those pork butts. Why do you do that?
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, it's a pretty dense piece of meat, and we cook it for a long, long time. And if you want to get it up to an internal of 195 to 202, you've got it on the heat so long, you can literally dry the outside out. So what we like to do, what Jop and I do, is we get some tin foil out, aluminum foil, and I'd used this morning chicken broth.
Right.
Sometimes I'll throw a little pumpkin beer. If it's in the fall, I'll throw some Jaw Jacker or something like that in there, and put a little spice to it. But you just want to hydrate them just a little bit and then wrap them up in foil, throw them back in, and bring that temperature up to about 198. I like to pull them. They tend to hit the wall at 165, so I pull them at about 145 and wrap them, and then you throw them back in, and they'll run up to about 165, and they'll stay there for about an hour. It's funny
it's
how they
weird
stall.
How that,
yeah, and that's typical of brisket or butts. But then,
you want to get that done to about 198.
That's what I like.
Right, is the number. Now, this is significant if you're smoking pork butts, because you don't want to go up into that 215, 220 range, because you're never going to be able to pull it. It turns into mush at that, and you've got just a pasty.
You blew it.
Yeah, absolutely terrible.
Make some burritos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't have to throw it away. You just jar it up for baby food, because it's not going to have any texture.
You don't want anybody seeing it. Wrap it up with some beans.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But anyway, so we're going to be doing this for GI Barbecue. Let's bring everybody up to speed. We talked a little bit about it last week on the show near the end, but GI Barbecue is taking a little bit of a twist, and we're going to need your support on this. We'd like you to reach out to us on Facebook and give us an idea of a military base that you know of where there are some troops returning from overseas, because we were going to take this thing overseas and drop in on a military base, and logistically, it's become evident to us that it's kind of impossible to do.
That's right. This whole thing got started because my son got orders, and I can say it now, for Bagram. We were going to bring the stuff to Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, which is a gigantic base. There's literally 20 mess halls on that base. So Sharing one smoker around 20 mess halls would have been a logistical nightmare for them, but I have a feeling they would have shared it gladly.
Right.
Unfortunately, the culture in our military the last few years has been one of retreat, and they're all kind of politically correct and scared. They don't seem to have the same culture they had when I was in, and they're under attack, I think, by people in our own government that don't want to support our military, and that's tough to watch. But so we're going to support them right here back in the U.S. because they will not stop us from bringing them onto U.S. bases. Trust me on that.
Right. We're going to have a little bit of fun, but we thought we might, because we don't have to package it all up and send it over in one full swoop, that we might break this thing into two or even three, because our partners have really stepped up, and we've got a lot of meat, a lot of sauce, charcoal, all the fixings. And I think our friends down at the Texas Gator Pits, they can give us a couple smaller ones rather than this one big 20-foot unit that we were going to ship over there. So we're working with everybody to pull this all together. But again, you as our listeners have been so very supportive of this that we wanted to throw it out there to you that, hey, give us a suggestion on where you think we should go, because this stuff's coming from all over the country. We've had support from a lot of places. And Bob, you were out east this week on a trip and happened to visit one of our sponsors for GI Barbecue, didn't
you? That's right. We had a very generous contribution by Henry Repeating Arms. The man's name is Anthony Imperato, and he's the president of Henry Repeating Arms, the largest repeating arms maker in the world, and their headquarters is in Bayonne, New Jersey. And I got a chance to visit with Mr. Imperato and tour the factory. Wow, I love guns, and this is such a cool place. It was such an honor to be able to be there. But I've got a nice interview coming up in the fourth segment we'll play that I taped while I was out there with Mr. Imperato, and we'll talk a little bit about Henry Arms and kind of talk about their business, because they are helping us so much, and who doesn't love a nice lever-action rifle anyway?
Oh, man, it's like how the West was won. It's pretty cool. These are octagon barrel, and they got a special serial number on them. He gave us two of them. What was it, a 30-30 and a 45-70?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and these things, we're going to be auctioning these off. You know, you're going to want to stick with us and listen about when we get that arranged, too. We've got a couple things up our sleeve where we're going to be able to pull everybody together.
You'll get a chance to bid on those, and you'll have to outbid me and Jop, because I think we both want them pretty bad. But we look forward to the competition on that. I just watched with my father-in-law the other night a movie called Silverado. And it was the Henry rifle that won the battle scenes in that movie. If you ever get a chance to watch Silverado, it's on the Western Channel on Encore. It's an awesome movie. Just loaded with stars. But so if you get a chance, you want to see a Henry lever action rifle in action, check out the movie Silverado, because it's all brass. And just like the ones we got, they're gorgeous. But, you know, an American company supporting troops, You got to take your hat off and salute people like that, because, I mean, he gave us like $1,400 guns, two of them. So please, by all means, keep an eye on that. They're down at Allen Bob's right now. You can go down and look at these rifles. They're prominently displayed at Allen Bob's in South Division in Grand Rapids. They've been helping us out with them. They actually received the shipment because that's how you have to transfer them. And when they go on auction, we're going to have a lot of fun making money with those. And we've got still cards from the Bonefish Grill. He's given us a bunch of gift cards, a bunch of dinner packages, golf items. And we still have gift cards from Chase Creek Smokehouse in Chase, Michigan.
Ooh, that's a
fantastic
good place to go.
Place. So we'll get this auction tied down in the next couple of weeks, and we'll give you the location. And we hope you all join us for a fun night.
All right, winter's about done, and we're going to be checking out some frozen finds in your freezer. Pull them out, cook them up, because the spring is coming. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.